Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To our east, let's check in with our meteorologist in charge, Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry.
So this is short-lived, at least for a little while, but it looks like for the next few days, unusually cool.
Yeah, next two, 3 days, this is a big upper-level low that's dropping into and through the area, and that's just going to keep temperatures on the chilly side of the ledger for the next 3 days. 50 for highs today and tomorrow. I think the last time we didn't get out of the 40s for high was back in April, believe it or not. And that's a possibility today or tomorrow. And in between, a couple of chilly nights, particularly, I think, tomorrow night when we finally clear things out and the winds can be pretty light. That can allow temperatures to get down into the low to mid-30s across the area.
But now, next week, we're looking at a reversal. It's going to feel like late summer again.
Oh, it is. I mean, we're going to go back up above 70 degrees probably by Saturday, and certainly 70-plus on Sunday. And I think at least the first couple of days of next week are going to be warm. There's a front that's going to try to come through midweek and maybe cool things off. It's nowhere near as strong as this one, but that may backpedal temperatures back into the 60s for a couple of days. But still, I think the second half of October is pretty much going to be above normal most days after you get that past the next 3 days.
Yeah, we got to clear the skies. We got this Hunter's Moon that's going to be a supermoon, the brightest of the whole year coming up.
I'm hoping that we can clear the skies so we can see the comet after sunset in the evening. These clouds have gotten in my way the last couple of evenings. I'm not happy.
Oh, yeah, this is a rare comet that's passing, in the western sky about 45 minutes after twilight.
Yeah, so if you look up, probably 5 to 10 degrees above the horizon, you should be able to see it with the naked eye. And of course, use your binoculars, and you'll be able to see it that much more spectacularly. But again, you got to have clear skies in the western horizon. I don't think that's going to be the case tonight. I'm not sure it is tomorrow evening. Well, I think we have to wait until Thursday, and we should be able to see it then.
Joe Lundberg, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, that's the latest with AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg at World Headquarters.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.